Blog
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and it is my pleasure to be with you once again on the Issues Concerning Women Blog Talk Radio Show. To contact me by telephone after the show, my number is 757-567-6734, or you may go to the website at www.issues, concerning, concerning, women, women.com. Tonight's show is all about the laws of attraction and the laws of life. This month is the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm sure that you are aware of that. But it's also Domestic Violence Month, where so many women and men are in a situation that they can't get out of, or in a situation where they don't know where to go to help. They don't talk about it. This is, again, one of our silent killers. So many women die at the hands of domestic violence. I actually got an email last night about a young lady that was in a shelter, and she had fled from her husband, but somehow he tracked her down at the shelter, and he proceeded to strangle her and attack her and the children. And our prayers go out to any family that is going through this wretched experience. It is not a pleasant experience. It is horrifying, and I know from firsthand, because of my family dynamics, that this is something that goes on daily and something that is hidden because nobody wants to talk about it. So tonight our prayers just go out to all the families that are going through situations where they think they have nobody to talk to, they have nowhere to turn, they don't want people to know what's going on in their home. And we just say that you need to tell somebody. You need to let somebody know what is going on in your household. If you are experiencing mental or physical or verbal abuse, please get help. Please ask for help, because we are here to help you. My telephone number again is 757-567-6734. If you're outside of Hampton Roads, please add a 1 to that call. We are here to help you. Tonight I'm going to talk about the laws of life and the laws of attraction. Why are some people more successful than others? Why do some people have wonderful careers, moving from position to position, onward and upward, earning more money than they ever know what to do with, getting paid more and promoted faster? And why is it that others go from job to job, continually worrying about money and feeling that they are unappreciated for their hard work and their contributions? Why do so many people live their lives in this quiet desperation? These are the laws of life. And just like anybody else, when I first started my career, I was so far behind. I did not have the education that I needed to move me up in the company, so I had to go back to school and get some training. But, you know, God opened a door for me when I did not have experience. So anytime that God does that, he's going to equip you with what you need. So that is another law, the law of our Lord and Savior. Whatever we need, whenever he elevates us, he's going to provide us with what we need. But in the laws of life, sometimes we choose the wrong jobs, we choose the wrong relationships, we choose the wrong careers, we choose the wrong areas that we want to develop ourselves in. These are not our callings, and we are walking out of our call. So we just really have to be careful about how we live in this life and how we follow the rules of life. A lot of times we don't even notice that we're in trouble until it's too late, because we think everything that we're doing is falling into place. And a lot of times it is, but is that really what our calling is? Is that where we should be at a particular time? Or is this the place that we chose to be, and by cause and effect, this is where we are? Everything happens for a reason, and every effect there is a specific cause, and we have to remember that. Aristotle asserted that we live in a world governed by law, not chance. He stated that everything happens for a reason, whether or not we know what it is. He said that every effect has a specific cause or causes. Every cause or action has an effect of some kind, whether you can see it or whether you like it or not. Now, of course, this is the law of the Old West, you know, the laws of cause and effects. You know, when older people always talk about how they, you know, had to walk in the snow for, you know, 100 miles to go to school. You know, of course, they're exaggerating. But the truth of the matter is they wanted you to know how difficult it was for them and how some of the decisions that they made caused the situations that they were in. Today, we have a driving force that makes us change our lives so quickly. We have technology. We have access to education now. So we can change our lives in just a drop of a hat. We can change the cause by the effects of the things that we do. We can go from not being educated and in 2 years having a degree. In most places now, wherever you work, they are requiring that you have some kind of degree, knowing that you took the time and you were concerned enough about your economic situation to go back to school and get your degree, even if it's an associate degree. The law of cause and effect is by achievement, wealth, happiness, and prosperity. And especially when you're in business and in all of these laws, I just want to say that we can use in our relationships. So don't just think that I'm just talking about business. Whenever I am using these principles, I always want things that apply to our business life, our personal life, and our career, so that it doesn't matter where you are, or even if you are not working at this particular time, these facts that I give to you will be something that can help you. So I'm really excited about talking about the laws of life tonight. Success is not an accident. Success is not a miracle, nor is it a matter of luck. Everything happens for a reason, good or bad, positive or negative. When you are absolutely clear what you want, you only need to copy others who have achieved it before you, and you will eventually get the same results they have. And this, all this means is, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. Of course, with new technology, everything is faster, it's quicker, we have access to things more quickly. But even starting a business or learning about a business, there are things that you just have to do to get a business started. And once you find that someone that has already perfected the business that you want to start, you just need to copy them. That is just the most amazing thing. When I finally figured this out, because you know it took a while, because we always were taught in school, if you believe, then you could achieve and you would succeed. And back then, when you were in elementary school and somebody is saying that to you, you have no clue what they're talking about. But as an adult in business, you finally figure it out. You must first believe in yourself, and you must achieve what you want by what the actions that you take and what you do, and then you will succeed in whatever you go forth with. And this law is also referred to in the Bible in the law of sowing and reaping, which says, whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. Sir Isaac Newton called it the third principle of motion. He said, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. For you and me, the most important expression of this universal law is thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. Put it another way, thought is creative. Your thoughts are the primary creative forces in your life. You create your entire world by the way you think. All the people and situations in your life have only the meaning you give them by the way you think about them. And when you change your thinking, you change your life, sometimes even in a matter of seconds. Isn't that amazing? Just in a matter of changing your thought pattern, you can change your whole life. The most important principle of personal or business success is simply this. You become what you think about most of the time. I'm going to repeat that. You become what you think about most of the time. This is a great discovery upon all religions, all philosophy, all schools of thought and theories. This principle is applicable to individuals as it is to groups of individuals and also to organizations. Whatever you see or experience is the expression of the thinking of the people behind the phenomenon. Isn't that wonderful, though? You can have whatever you want just by thinking about it. And you know the old rule, make it simple, write it down, make it plain. You can have what you want, and you can achieve any level of success that you would like. And when we talk about success, I always want to make it clear that we are talking about the abundance in every area of our lives. When I'm talking about success, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about your health, your wealth, your mind, your spirit, your body, the way that you think, your family, the influences around you, all these things. You must have an abundance in every area, and then you will truly be successful. You have choices in your life. You always have. You're always free to choose. In the long run, no one forces you to think, feel, or behave the way that you do. Rather, you choose your emotions and your behaviors by the way you choose to think about the world around you and what is happening to you. This is wonderful information. You know, I hope that you can take what I'm talking about tonight and apply it to your own life. And I'm going to give you two little tidbits, and hopefully you can apply these to your life immediately. Examine the most important parts of your life, your family, your health, your work, your financial situation, and observe the cause-effect relationships between what you think, say, feel, and do, and what the results are, and what results you are getting. And you must be honest with yourself. You can fool everybody else around you, but you can't fool yourself. It's like you can't run from yourself. You can't fool yourself. Number two, analyze how you really think about yourself in relationship to the kind of life you are living. Be absolutely honest. Consider how your thoughts in each area are causing, creating, and maintaining the situation around you. What changes could you make in your thinking to improve the quality of some part of your life? This is so exciting. Your life can change in a matter of seconds. I talk about all the time about being diligent, being able to move forward, you know, not letting anybody hold you back, because most of the time we are our own worst enemy. We are the ones that stand in our own way, especially when everything is going great and you get a little pitfall or something happens and you pull back because you're afraid of going forward, you're afraid of what is going to happen. But, you know, you just have to know that it's going to be okay. Whatever you're going through, you'll be able to move forward quickly, make the changes that need to be made, and continue on with your life. This, I just love this, the attraction of what we do and how everything revolves in a complete circle around our life. And again, it's about the abundance in every area, not just in one particular area, but in every area of your life. Whatever you truly believe with feeling becomes your reality. You always act in a manner consistent with your beliefs, especially your beliefs about yourself. Your beliefs act like a set of filters that screen out information that is inconsistent with them. You do not necessarily believe what you see, but rather you see what you already believe. You reject information about contractuals, what you already decided to believe, contradictions, whether or not they are brief, or they are prejudice, or they are fact, or they are fancy. The word prejudice means to prejudge, to each a conclusion in advance of any information or in spite of information to the contrary. One of the best success strategies for all is for you to refrain from judging other people or situations until you have enough information to make an informed decision. Especially, you must refrain from prejudging yourself and your possibilities. Your most deeply entrenched beliefs about yourself and your abilities may not be true at all. The worst beliefs you can have are self-limiting beliefs. These exist whenever you believe yourself to be limited in some way. For example, you may think yourself to be less talented or capable than others. You may think that others are superior to you in some way. You may have fallen into the common trap of selling yourself short and settling for far less than you are truly capable of. These self-limiting beliefs act like brakes on your potential. They hold you back. They generate the two greatest enemies of personal success, doubt and fear. They paralyze you and cause you to hesitate to take the intelligent risks that are necessary for you to fulfill your true potential, for you to progress, to move onward and upward in your life and your business. You must continually challenge yourself, self-limiting beliefs. You must reject any thought or suggestion that you are limited in any way. You must accept as a basic principle that you are a no-limit person and that what others have done, you can do as well. Wow, that's exciting. Just think about it. We talked about there's nothing new under the sun. You can have whatever you say you can have, if you just believe. And how do you apply this law of belief to your everyday life? You must first free your mind from doubt and fear. Imagine, again, you have no limitations. What one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew you could not fail? If you had all the time, money, talent, skills, and contracts you could ever want, what would you decide to do or be or have in your life? Number two, challenge the self-limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Most people are blind in this area. They need the honest feedback of someone who knows them and who will be honest with them. Go to someone you know and care about and ask him or her if he or she sees any beliefs that you might have or are causing you to perform below your potential. Just be careful with this one. Going to friends and family. Do not go to a family member that does not like anything. Okay? You know she is negative. She doesn't have a positive thought in her head. So why are you going to ask her if you should start your own business or if you should go back to school or if you should apply for a new position in your career? First of all, those kind of people only think one way, and that is that what they say is right, and that is their opinion, of course, and they're entitled to their opinion. But if they're always negative and they never have anything positive to say, please do not ask them about what they think about you. Okay? we must also think about our expectations. Whatever you expect with confidence becomes your own self-fulfilling prophecy. You are always acting as a fortune teller in your own life by the way you think and talk about how situations are going to turn out. When you confidently expect good things to happen, good things usually happen to you. If you expect negative things to happen, you are usually not disappointed. Your expectations have an inordinate effect on the people around you as well. What you expect from people and situations determines your attitude toward them more than any other factor. And people reflect your attitude right back at you, like a mirror, whether positive or negative. And you know that's true. If you're at your job, and let's say you work in customer service, and you have an irate customer that calls in on the phone. Now, you know that this is your job, your customer service, you're supposed to be pleasant and pleasing to everyone that calls in. But this person is yelling and screaming and just really getting on your nerves. But if you remain calm, polite, and understanding, more than likely, you can calm this person down. If you go on a tangent right along with them, nothing will be solved. You're more likely going to get written up for being a bad employee and possibly lose your job, especially if you're in the public, in customer service. So if you have someone who is irritated when they call you or don't know how to speak to you in a tone that is normal, you just have to wait for them to calm down. But most people just want somebody to listen to them when they're that mad. So if you can just listen for a few minutes and then try to help them with their problem, this is going to save you a big headache and them as well. So just remember that fact, that whatever you're putting out there is usually what you get back. And that's just all of that in a nutshell. Whatever you expect, that's normally what you get. And how can we apply this to our lives? Expect the best. Always assume the very best of intentions on the part of yourself and all the people around you. Assume from the start that they want to do good, they want to do a good job, they want to make good decisions, and they want to have good results. When things go wrong, as they continually do, instead of overreacting, sit down with the other person in a spirit of friendliness and ask questions to determine exactly what happened. This is usually a good reason for everything. Start at home, number two. Tell your spouse and your children on a regular basis what you believe in them, that you think they are wonderful, that you love them, that you are proud of them. You know, this goes a long way, especially with children. We're developing their character. We're teaching them how to expect love from another person. If you never hug your kids or your husband and you're not intimate with them in a way that they can take that out into the world, they're never going to have these skills. This is a taught skill, how to be the best that you can be and know that you expect the best from them. Number three, practice these same beliefs and behaviors with yourself and with your coworkers. The very best managers, entrepreneurs, and sales people are positive expectations people. With everyone and in everything they do. And number four, expect the best of yourself. Imagine that you have unlimited potential and that you can accomplish anything that you put your mind to. Imagine that your future is limited only by your own imagination and that whatever you have accomplished up until now is only a small part of what you are truly capable of achieving. Imagine that your greatest moments lie ahead and that everything that has happened to you up until now was merely in preparation for the great things that are yet to come. Wow. Oh, I love this. I love knowing how my life can just be transformed in just a matter of seconds if I just do the things that I need to do. You know all of these things. What I'm talking about tonight is nothing that we don't know, but I just felt like I needed to reiterate that to our men and women and our families and our children, so that we are available to them, that as we are doing the best and they see that we're doing the best and that we expect the best, then the best will come back to us. The law of attraction. You are a living magnet. You attract into your life the people, the situations, and circumstances that are in harmony with your dominant thoughts. This is one of the great laws that explains much of success and failures in one's business and personal life. It has been written about as far back as the ancient Egyptians, 3,000 years before Christ. It is so powerful and all-encompassing that it affects everything you do or say or even think or feel. Everything you have in your life, you have attracted it to yourself because of the way that you think, because of the person that you are. You can change your life because you can change the way you think. You can change the person you are. You have heard it said, birds of a feather flock together. Like attracts like. Whatever you want, wants you. There are ways of expressing the laws of attraction. Your thoughts are extremely powerful. They are like a form of mental energy that travels at the speed of light. They are so fine that they can go through any barrier. That is why, for example, you can think about a person sometimes at a great distance, somebody you haven't talked to in a long time, and in just that moment, the phone will ring, and that person will be on the other end of the line. Your thoughts have connected with that person the moment. Companies develop products, processes, services, and ways of doing business that attract an entire constellation of customers, employees, suppliers, finances, and circumstances that are in harmony with the thinking of the organization. It is that everything that we do and everything that we think about is a part of our law of attraction. Whenever things are not going well, the fastest way to bring about a change is to bring about new situations, to take yourself out of the areas that you're in and make things different. New values, new visions, new strategies, and new policies towards people and towards your coworkers and your employees will bring about a rapid and often dynamic change. The laws of attraction. You know, I love this topic, and I want to encourage everyone tonight to do some self-examination, think about where you are, look into yourself and ask, what is it in me that is causing this situation? Assume as a basic principle that you are the ongoing architect of your own life, your own destiny. Create what happens to you by the way you think. What changes do you need to make in your thinking? And if you want to change or improve some aspects of your life, you have the power to do that. Know that you are a powerful human being and that God loves you. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Humphrey. I want to encourage you to tune in next week at 8:30. And we will talk to you then. You have a wonderful week. Have peace and blessings, my family. Good night.